So today we're talking about the foundational principle. How does the foundation of a person affect their future life? Glory be to God. Amen. How does the foundation of a person affect their future life? Glory be to God. And the key here is the money. We are talking about all things money, only money at this time. Why is it that some people have money and some people don't have money? Why is it that some people easily attract money and others struggle to have money? We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. So today we're going to look at why you don't have money and what you must do and what to attract. What to address so the money will come to you. So first point to look at is values, your values and your beliefs. Your values and your beliefs. What do you believe in? What values do you have? Let me explain. Everybody believes in something. Everybody believe in something. Some believe that I must work hard. Others to believe I must not work so hard. Some people believe that working hard is difficult, so they like to do the work different. Some believe that if I work too hard, my back will hurt. So what do? They work less. Some people to say, I will pray and pray and pray and God will send money. That's his belief. He believed that. You can't change his belief. Now let's see what this is your belief, does that work? No. Anybody who will not work must not eat. The Bible says, if you will not work, you must not eat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to share. Please don't forget to share. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to share. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming. I appreciate everybody that is here today. We're talking about your belief. You go to church and you believe that God will send you money, but you're poor, you're broke, you have no money. So where is God here? God doesn't send money from heaven. He doesn't do that. There's nowhere in the Bible. That's it. When you pray and pray and pray, and pray, money will come from heaven. There's no way in the Bible. So if you pray 30 days straight and fast 30 days straight, money won't come from the sky. Let me say it again. God will only send someone to bring you the money, but money won't come from the sky, because there's nowhere that God says, if you believe that he will send you money, money will come from the sky. No, it doesn't. When Jesus needed to pay his taxes and his bills, did he pray? But did money come from the sky? No. Money did not come from the sky. It came from the earth. It came from the sea. The sea is on the earth. It didn't fall from the sky. So if you want money, stop praying about money and praying that money will come from sky. It won't come. If you fast, money won't come from the sky. If you pray, money won't come from the sky. Money can only come from the earth. So your belief and values that if I pray, money will come from the sky or money will come from God. No, it will not. God doesn't rain money down. Show me from Genesis chapter 1 to the end of book of Genesis where money started falling from the sky. Manna will come. Fish will come, i.e. the usual manna came from the sky. But money didn't come from the sky. So stop praying about money and thinking that when you pray, money will come from the sky. Money will only come to you from the earth. Somebody say amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning, this afternoon, this evening. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are God and you are great and you are mighty. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one that makes a way where seems to no way. Thank you, Lord, that you're the one that brings your presence to bear upon us. And let money come to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you release money through our work of our hands, through friends, through family, through business, and through donations from other people coming to us. And today, we want to thank you, Lord, that you are releasing money into our hands through these five avenues or through business ideas in the name of Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. We bless your name, O God, and we give you praise. We bless your name, O God, and we give you glory. So your value that money come from the sky is wrong. By your value that money come from the earth, you are right. They believe that when you pray, money will come. It doesn't come. Like everybody will stop work. Nobody will go to work. We are going to sit down at home and pray and pray and pray, and money will come. No, it never comes. In the name of Jesus. Second, your character. The kind of character you have. Your character. Character development. Your character that you have will determine whether money will come to you or not. You are lazy. You are inconsistent. You are not helpful. You are not supporting. You are not loving. You are inconsistent. You are very opportunistic. You don't believe in working. That is your character. You believe in free, 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 free. Free, free, free. You will never be rich. Money won't come to you. You must work. You must trade. You must sell. You must share. You must. That's the only way money will come to you. So your character about free money, you will always be begging people to help you. You will always be begging for money. And you'll be a beggar. God didn't make you a beggar. God made you rich. God said, I wish above all, 3 John 2, I wish above all that you will prosper. Be in health, even as your soul prospers. The Bible says, he who does not work must not eat. If you don't work, you'll be poor. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So the character that free money will come to you doesn't work. The character that I'll fold my hands and sit down. I'll fold my hands. Money will come to me. Money won't come to you. Money won't come to you. Glory be to God. Now let's look at another thing. How money comes in the name of Jesus. Your view and perspective, your world view and perspective about money. If you think money is bad and money is sin and money is a bewitching thing, then money won't come to you. Money is good. Money is a blessing. Money is a weapon. Money is an asset. Money opens door. But if you think and you look and you keep on repeating the love of money, the love of money, the love of money, the love of money. So ask for me anything to do with money, I don't want to know. I'm not going to chase money. Don't chase money. Don't even pray for money. Don't pray for money. Ask God to bless the work of your hands. What are you using your hands for? Ask God to bless your head so that you can think and create and do and sell and work. Then money will come to you. But if you sit down there with this worldview that money is wrong, money is sin, and it's wrong to have money, then you're going to fail in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. Glory be to God. Money comes only when your worldview line up with the word of God. Glory be to God. If you want money, but you are thinking opposite to what God says, money won't come to you. Your emotional well-being, how stable are you? Yes, how stable are you? You're not stable. You're not trustworthy. You're not loyal. You're not dependable. You're not committed. You're not going to get money. You're an eater. You're not a sower. The Bible says God gives the seed to the sower. When you get money, what do you do with it? You just eat it, eat it, eat it. Waste the money. You don't save any. When you get the money, you spend all of it. You're not going to succeed financially. So your foundation, your emotional well-being. Four, your emotional well-being. Your emotional well-being. Glory be to God. Your emotional well-being. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah, man. Hallelujah, man. Yes. Then the next level is the education and career choices that you make. The education and career choices that you make. Yes, I am 20 years of age. I'm going to go to school. But I'm 60 years of age. I can't go to school anymore. But you can still make some choices. You can still make some choices. The choices is this. I'm going to go and get a job in Walmart. I'm going to get a job in KFC. That is a choice you are making in the name of Jesus. But sometimes you're over the age of working. Glory be to God. You're over the age of working. Glory be to God. You're over the age of working. Glory be to God. Then what do you do? Pray. Ask God for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, a fresh start, a fresh direction, and make some choices according to that. God will guide you. God will lead you. God will direct you. God will bring you in. God will bring you in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, we thank you, Lord, and bless your name. Abba, Father, we magnify you. Abba, Father, we glorify you. Abba, Father, we magnify you. Your education and career choices. Now, I'm over 60. Yeah, somebody says, I'm over 60. I can't go back to school. I agree. I am over 60 and my back hurt. So I can't go and get a job in Burger King. I agree. Pray and ask God, what can I do with a life in me that can bring and open the door for money to come in? You see that? So it's not only just because you can't go to school and you can't go back to work because you are senior, but you can still pray and ask God for wisdom. God might give you an idea that you begin to sell something or teach your daughter something, and then you are moving forward. So your foundation makes a lot of difference to how much, to how money comes to you in the name of Jesus. Then also, next level, relationship patterns. Relationship patterns. Relationship patterns. Relationship patterns. What is your relationship with money? What is your relationship with money? What do you do when you get money? When you get money, do you panic? Do you shake? Do you get happy? Or you waste all the money? When you get money, what happens? You shake. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, O God, and we give you all the glory. Bless your name for everybody that is here today. Bless them and bless their family and bless their life. And release your financial blessings unto them. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you, Lord, and we embrace your name and we hallow you. Lord, bless everybody that showed up today that need money, that want money and must have money. Grant them a relationship in their mind that they will know what to do and how to do it, so that they will stretch their hands and work, partner, share an idea, and bring in a business mind for money to come in. In the name of Jesus, amen. The one that is here today that has no money, that is struggling financially, I lift him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you, Father God, for a fresh release, a fresh release, a fresh release, a fresh release of financial blessings over his life through a business idea, through a knowledge, through a plan, to a job, through an acquaintance, through buying and selling and trading and any form of sharing so the money come to him or her. A promotion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Let's go to the next one. Your decision-making skills. Your decision-making skills will affect your finances in the name of Jesus. Your decision-making skills will affect your finances in the name of Jesus. You are not wise in your spending. You are not wise in the way you look at money. You are not wise in the way when you get money. Is if you go to work and you get $40 and you waste the whole $40 on playing gamble, that is a wrong decision making. That means your skills on money is wrong. Glory be to God. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, somebody lift your hand up. Father God, I lift my hands before you, God, and I'm asking you for that supernatural wisdom to know how to make money, what to do and how to do. I'm thanking you, Lord, for your supernatural financial blessing over my life in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking you for supernatural wisdom, deep insight, divine insight, how to go forth going forward today in the name of Jesus. Who do I partner with? Who do I connect with? How do I get an ability to put money out there for it to come to pass in the name of Jesus? Where am I going wrong? Oh God, show me where I'm going wrong financially. How am I overspending or wasting money? Give me that divine decision-making skills so I know how to organize my finances. Who am I working with that he or she is cursed? And because I gave him or her money, my money also is cursed. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. Father, I bless your name, O God, that anyone and everyone that is here that has no money, I release him or her in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you for a divine decision-making skills that he or she knows how to organize his finances in the name of Jesus. Yes, when I look at this camera here, when I look at that camera, I got to make a decision in the name of Jesus. I have to make a decision, oh God, if I'm looking at this car or this house, it's all decision making. See that? I need to buy this dress or that dress. It's all decision making in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I bless your name. Awesome God, I bless your name. Lord, I'm giving my money, but I'm giving it to the wrong people, and therefore there's no blessing coming to me. It's all decision making skills. You see that? So sometimes you become poor because you are partnering with somebody who is cursed financially. Yes. Or you marry a wrong husband who is cursed financially. Yes. Or sometimes the business you are doing is not of God. So there's no blessing in the business in the name of Jesus. But let us pray right now one more time. Financial habits. Your financial habits, yes, in the name of Jesus. Your financial habits, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Holy Spirit, that anyone that is here today, let your glory, power, and might be over him or her, in the name of Jesus. That every financial habit that are not wholesome, that are not healthy, bless this person, in the name of Jesus. So awesome God, we bless your name. Awesome God, we magnify you. Awesome God, we praise you. Awesome God, we bless your name. Awesome God, we honor you. Awesome God, we adore you. Awesome God, we glorify you. Awesome God, we lift up our voice in praise unto you in the name of Jesus. You are God forever. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all adoration. I lift this person in your hands. And I'm asking, Holy Spirit of God, let your financial blessings be upon this person in the name of Jesus. and pour your anointing over his life or her life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's move to the other one. Your spiritual life and your faith foundation. Your spiritual life and your faith. Do you have faith to believe God that he's going to guide you and direct you, that money will come to you? Are you through the work? Or are you just folding your hands and you sit down in the name of Jesus? Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you glory. Awesome God, I give you all the honor and adoration. That anyone that is here, that financially they are struggling, Father, open their spiritual eye. Open their spiritual eye and establish them, oh God, to put out an idea, to sell something, to create a product, to cook and share, so that they will see a financial blessing coming their way. As they give, they will be given. The Bible says, give and it will be given to you. What do you have in your hands that you can give it to Charles? Glory be to God. What do you have in your hands to give to Charles? Or you're just only a taker. Always you are stretching your hands. Give me, give me, give me, give me. God gave you wisdom. Use it. God gave you a spiritual idea. Use it. God gave you the ability to walk in faith. Start walking in faith. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Our Father, I bless your name. I give you praise. I give you glory. Yes. Your health and your well-being. If you are strong, you can walk. If you are sick, you cannot walk. But when it comes to money, you can always create something even if you are sick. You can ask God to give you wisdom to heal this body so that money will come to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I glorify you, Lord, and I give you praise. And I honor you, Lord, as we begin to go out for this 10 point. Bless everybody that is here. In the name of Jesus. Bless everybody that is here. In the name of Jesus. Bless everybody that is here. In the name of Jesus. Bless everybody that is here. In the name of Jesus. Bless everyone that is here today. In the name of Jesus. That the one that need financial blessing, Father, grant him wisdom. So I prophesy supernatural wisdom over your life. Somebody say amen. I prophesy supernatural financial wisdom over your life. Somebody say amen. I need five people to say amen. I release supernatural financial wisdom. Somebody say amen. I release supernatural financial blessing over your life. Somebody say amen. I release supernatural financial blessing over your life. Somebody say amen. Father, touch this person that is here today. The money will come to him or her effortlessly from all directions of the universe, by work, by business, by savings, by investment, by trade, by business. Yes, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you financially. May the Lord go ahead of you financially. May the favor of the financial blessing, as was on Abraham, go upon you. May you be blessed financially. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord uplift you up. May the blessings of Jehovah go with you. May the Lord go with you and direct your steps. May God bless you. You will not be poor anymore. You will not be broke another day anymore. Thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. We'll be doing next one tomorrow, Friday, Thursday, in the name of Jesus. Amen.